West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Bureau, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity, also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Now, Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
We are within spitting distance of the fairgrounds here in Springfield. Tonight's game against Parkview had been moved to Hillcrest High School. Not sure why, but it doesn't really matter because that's where we're at. It's senior night for the Vikings as they go up against the West Plains Zizzers coming up in about 10 minutes. West Plains has played pretty good basketball since the first of the year. They come in at 8-13. Parkview is 13-8. They're one of the biggest teams that we'll see all season. They've got a lot of size in their lineup, and they were expected to be very good this year. They have not really reached those expectations, but they're still pretty tough. We're in Springfield for Zizzer Basketball in the Ozark Conference. Last Ozark Conference game between these schools. And we'll come back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Zizzer's basketball action continues now on KDY.
West Plains won their last game out over Hillcrest. That was on Wednesday night. And tonight they'll play Parkview. And this is going to be a pretty tough stretch for West Plains with Parkview this evening. They have games still to play with Springfield Central. And they also have Rolla coming up on the schedule. We're going to wrap up the regular season against Bolivar, at Bolivar, naturally. And so West Plains with a chance, maybe, to get to 10 wins before we get into district competition. And I was talking to someone earlier today, and we were talking about the West Plains season. I said, you know, if West Plains wins 10 games, that would have to be considered, really, in a lot of ways, a successful year, considering the way we started. And for a little while, I mean, early in the year, it made you wonder, are we going to win any games this year? But things turned around after Christmas, and West Plains has played such better basketball, entertaining basketball, and they've been getting great contributions from the eight kids that play. But in particular, their big kid up front, Briggs Houston, has really stepped up. Jared Kraft, the sophomore, who didn't even play JV basketball last year, he's played extremely well. Just a lot of kids that are making good contributions. And it all comes down tonight with Parkview being this very long team. They're going to be hard to get around. And so it depends on how we can handle the pressure and if we can rebound with these guys. It's going to be hard to get rebounds tonight when you're looking across the front line at 6'9 and 6'8. They take up a lot of space, and they can get up around the rim and pull rebounds down left and right. So we need to shoot a good percentage tonight for that matter. And the crowd continues to come in here. The Vikings will be the home team, of course, tonight, and the Zizzers will be in the red. And we'll have the starting lineups for this game coming back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
All right, starters for West Plains in this ball game tonight will be Ethan Tuma. Ethan is a 5'11 junior guard. Jared Kraft, 6'2 sophomore guard. Josiah Long, 6'3", sophomore guard. Clayton Robbins, who is a 6'5", junior. And Briggs Houston in the post, 6'6", senior. Starters for this game for the Parkview Vikings, who are 13-8, and they're coached by Jack Simpson. This is senior night for Parkview, and so looks like the seniors will get the start. Seniors starting tonight, T.J. Hill, a 6'2" guard. Jameel Johnson, he's a really good player, and he's a big guy, 6'9" and a senior. Chris Young is a senior at a guard at 6 feet. Zoe Black is a 6'3" forward, a senior. And the final senior in the starting five, Tayshawn Finley, a 6'5" forward. So the Vikings will start no one under 6 feet tall, 6'2", 6'9", 6 foot, 6'3", and 6'5". They'll bring 6'8" Eli Govan off the bench. West Plains in the red, Parkview in the white, Kelly Green and gold, and West Plains will go from left to right as this basketball game starts. Tipped one by West Plains, and Ethan Tuma with it. Parkview will start in the straight-up man-to-man. West Plains will line up offensively in a double high post offense. Josiah Long to the right side. Let's see if we can keep those turnovers down and give ourselves a chance tonight. At the point, Tuma to the high post. Griggs Houston. Left point, Josiah gets a screen, gets it over to Clayton Robbins. Pass to the block inside. Here's a shot up. Whistle offensive foul on Griggs Houston. That's not a good sign. Griggs turned to his left, and the offender flopped. T.J. Hill went down like a ton of bricks. And first foul of the ball game. It's off Griggs Houston. That's the way the game starts. Now here's a long three at the point. No good. And the missed shot pulled down off the miss by T.J. Hill. By Briggs Houston, West Plains comes back after a one and done. Into the right corner, Ethan Tuma. Josiah Long has it out front. Good tight man-to-man by Parkview. Jared Kraft. Now ball tipped away in the corner and stolen. Long up the floor, high pass caught by Finley, back out to the point. Pass into the middle to the right corner. Zoe Black shoots and no good. And rebounded by Josiah Long. We played a minute 15 and no score so far. Briggs Houston to the right point, to the right corner. Josiah Long has it. He'll spin to the baseline and now move it back outside. Clayton Robbins with the ball. He's pressured out front. Needs to get rid of the basketball. Down the key, here's a whistle and a holding foul. Will be the call on Parkview's Tayshawn Finley. And that's the first foul of the basketball game. Or first foul for Parkview of the basketball game. One apiece team by inbound play. Here's a catch and shot off the glass. Good by Briggs Houston on a quick inbound pass. And Briggs gives West Plains a 2-0 lead. And we get a travel, bringing the ball up the floor by Parkview. I was watching in the JV game, and especially the Parkview kids, bringing the ball up. They would carry the ball, cup the ball, and I thought, they ought to get called for that at least some of the time, and they did right there. Just careless. Clayton Robbins out front, dribbling the ball. He needs to pass it. He does. Backdoor cut. Josiah passes across. Briggs inside. Up and no good. Couldn't convert. And the rebound pulled down by Parkview. Good interior passing that time, but didn't turn into points. Zoe Black to the point. Tayshawn Finley. T.J. Hill now at the point, right corner. Open shot for a three is up, and that's no good. But the weak side rebound put up and in by the big guy, Jameel Johnson. And we're tied at two apiece. Up the right side, Kraft to the right corner in the front court. Cross court pass in the left quarter. Clayton Robbins with a three. No good. Rebound, Jared Kraft inside. Feeds it back now, breaks Houston. He goes up, and he can't score. We've missed two shots from 2 feet away here in the last two trips. When you got 6'9" lurking around, you always have to have a peek. That's all it takes. West Plains in the matchup. Man, here's Zoe Black for three. No good. Rebound to the far corner. And there's Ethan Tuma with a rebound. Anytime you hold Parkview to one shot, you've done very well. High screen, Tuma, top of the circle. Steps back, thought about three instead, Briggs Houston. Lob to the far right corner, back around the horn. West Plains moves the ball, pass over the top, Briggs Houston. One bounce, trapped underneath. Got to get rid of it, does, gets it in the corner. And Clayton Robbins with a three, no good. Rebound put back is good from about 12 feet by Jared Kraft. He is going to be a fine player for West Plains. Just a sophomore, Jared Kraft with his first basket. Here's a pass inside to the big guy, tipped away. Out of bounds, he'll stay with Parkview. 4:16 to go in the first quarter. Parkview was expected when the year began to be one of the teams, if not the team, in Springfield. Here's an inbound catch and shoot for a three. No good. Rebound Briggs Houston has it. Hasn't quite turned out like that, but in fairness, they've played a really hard schedule. Left elbow, wide open shot for Briggs Houston. It's off the lip of the rim and in. West Plains up by 4, 6-2. Kickapoo has beat Parkview twice, one time in 4 overtimes. Left corner pass deflected out of bounds by Josiah Long to defense, and it'll stay with Parkview with 3:44 to go. Coming in the lineup now for Parkview, they'll get Josiah Green, a 6'3 junior. They'll also sub in with Carlico Sanchez, 5'9 guard, inbound play. They'll get it to the post. Now back out. Sanchez will lob it over the top to the right side. Green drives, kicks it left corner. Open shot, fake the shot, drive in by T.J. Hill, back outside. Now on the wing, a long three. That's off the mark. Rebounded, though, inside. Parkview will go back up for the right hand. It's up and good by Eli Govan. He is 6'8". He came in off the bench. You figure the obstacle is going to be rebounding tonight and not turning the basketball over. Right side, Jared Kraft. Left elbow, left quarter. Step back for a three. That's going to be way short by West Plains and Briggs Houston. Ball pass up ahead. Govan fakes, lobs it up, and puts it in. Govan off the bench has 4 and the 6. For Parkview, we're tied at 6. Ethan Tuma beats his man on the dribble, kicks it to the far right corner. At the right point, Jared Kraft, left side. Pass inside, tipped away, stolen. Bad pass by Josiah, up ahead, Sanchez banks it off the backboard. Attempted dunk off the carom is missed. They'll feed it across, and here's another missed dunk. That time by Jameel Johnson. And the Zizzers come back after their second turnover. Straight up man-to-man by Parkview. On the left point, Josiah Long with 2:12 to go in the first quarter. Tie game at 6. Jared Kraft to the left corner. Josiah is open for the three, and that's barely going to draw iron. And the rebound comes down, and Parkview comes back. They don't stop. Green with the ball, drives all the way, and a whistle, offensive foul. Briggs Houston with a terrific play. He saw him coming all the way, and Briggs drew the foul. Josiah Green will be called for his first personal foul. Tayshaun Finley back in the lineup now for the Vikings. Inbound play in the backcourt. Josiah up the right side, gets it in the front court, gets the ball off now to Robbins. He goes in, a blocking foul be called on Parkview with 1:45 to go. Blocking foul will be called on Parkview's Eli Govan. Now for West Plains, we'll get a sub coming in, Jacob Moore. Inbound play underneath. Here's a fall-away seven-footer. Good by Jared Kraft from in the paint. Jared Kraft has 4. It's an 8-6 game. West Plains on top by 2. Sanchez on the right point. Keeps the dribble. Now hands it off to T.J. Finley. Takes it to the top of the circle. Right wing Sanchez thought about it, now passes across. Finley shoots a three from the right point. No good. Rebound long, picked up by Ethan Tuma. Only two offensive rebounds so far for Parkview, and that's very good. Now West Plains with a minute three to go in the first quarter and an 8-6 lead. Kraps, top of the circle, left wing pass. Jacob Moore, 55 seconds left in the first quarter. Josiah kicks it left wing. Jared Kraft has it. Now gets it to Briggs. He spins, gives it back to Jared. Left elbow, spins to the middle, picked up by Jacob Moore. In the right corner, Tuma, low block. Turn inside, up and good by Briggs Houston. I got good position on Tayshawn Finley inside. 10-6, Zizzers. Marlito Sanchez out front. They're going to hold the ball for the last shot. 20 seconds left in the first quarter. West Plains leads Parkview 10-6. Mason Miller directing traffic on the West Plains bench. Bounce pass to the left elbow. Fall away jump shot. In and out. Rebound breaks Houston. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Really good first quarter for West Plains. And after one, they lead the Parkview Vikings 10-6. Back in a minute on KDY.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Back at Hillcrest High School. It's a home game, though, for Parkview. They have the ball to start the second quarter. It's 10-6. West Plains on top by four. Right side, Sanchez, hook pass across to Finley to the left baseline. There's Jameel Johnson back out front. Green spins to the middle, goes up with a scoop shot, up and good. Josiah Green with his first basket. And it's 10-8 as they penetrated the West Plains zone and were able to get a shot. Now a double team out front. Bad pass. Sanchez picks it off up ahead. Here comes the dunk. First one of the night. Eli Govan has six. Tie game at 10. Turnover straight to a bucket. Can't throw the ball over these guys, a lot of them. There is such thing as a bounce pass. Jacob Moore hands it now to Jared Kraft. Left wing pass. Josiah Long, low block. Josiah drives baseline all the way. Puts it up and good. Give and go play. Briggs got the ball to Josiah, his first basket. 12-10, West Plains by two. Just underway in the second quarter from Springfield. To the high post, Finley has it on the left wing. No shot for Sanchez. Pass inside. Now we're on the right sideline. Sanchez dribbles in. Over on the right side, lob pass opposite, underneath, right-hand reverse layup, good by Jameel Johnson. Tie game at 12. Ethan Tuma, front court. In the right corner, Jared Kraft over to Briggs Houston at the point. Josiah Long. West Plains has been a very good three-point shooting team recently, but tried only one so far. Kraft in the corner. There's a three by Josiah Long. Good. Josiah Long has all five of his in this quarter. It's 15-12. Here's a holding foul on a pass inside. And that'll go against West Plains and stop the clock with 5:50 to play in the first half. Ethan Tuma with a reach in. His first foul. Team foul number one in this quarter. Inbound play in the corner. T.J. Hill back to Sanchez. Passed up the shot. Way out right. Point three is no good. Rebound to Briggs Houston. Out to Jacob Moore. Back to Briggs. And now Jared Kraft will bring it up. 15-12. Briggs Houston over on the right side. Ethan Tuma. Jacob Moore. Bounce pass, back cut, Josiah Long on the baseline, all the way around, left-hand reverse, layup is good, terrific move by Josiah Long, and a timeout on the court. Josiah has seven in the quarter, and it'll be a full timeout, 5:15 to go in the first half, West Plains with a five-point lead, on Springfield Park View, 1712. Back in a minute on KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
5 minutes, 15 seconds to go, and West Plains in the first 11 minutes of this game played very well. Lob pass on the backside on an alley-oop, and too high, out of bounds. Isaiah Green was the intended receiver on that. And a turnover on the Vikings, their second of the ball game. West Plains has three. Full court pressure now, and it was just a matter of time until we saw some of this. Ethan Tuma guarded by Sanchez, who is, I mean, quick. Over on the left. Now back to the right. Josiah Long to the corner. Ethan Tuma, and we'll have a reach-in foul. Hand check. Probably on Okay, I'm not sure. That foul is going to be on Carlito Sanchez. I was right the first time. West Plains basketball up by five. Jared Kraft dribbles the lane, goes up with the runner, and it's good with the right hand. Shot it against his body going from right to left. Jared Kraft has six. West Plains 19-12 over Parkview. Pass inside, almost stolen, picked up by Govan over on the left point. Sanchez against the 2-3 zone at the point. Down the key, Green to the right corner. T.J. Hill now back out to Govan. The 6'8 kid passes on the low side on the baseline. Back outside it goes on the wing for a three. It's good. Josiah Green makes a three. He has five. 19-15. Josiah drives down. Pulls up, gets it outside to Briggs Houston. Kraft will drive the lane, hangs and shoots, shot it too hard. He had people all over him. Was trying to get the shot away, and it's rebounded by Jameel Johnson for Parkview. Front court, Sanchez on the left wing. They'll get it to Green, back to Sanchez at the right point. Pass left corner, Johnson back outside. They are taking their sweet time. Sanchez, three ball, right side, off the back iron, no good. Rebound is fumbled and picked up and put in by T.J. Hill. Fight for that ball. The ball just came right to T.J. Hill, and he put it in. 19-17. So a seven-point lead down to two. Jacob Moore. Bad pass out front, but luckily wasn't stolen. Now Tuma gets away from the double team. Passes far side. Baseline jump shot, no good. And the ball tipped out of bounds by the Vikings. It'll be West Plains ball with 2:48 to play in the first half. Grant Mahan will come in for Jacob Moore. It'll be Ethan Tuma to throw the basketball inbounds. Does, gets it in to Grant Mahan, back to the corner. In the left corner, Tuma around the horn. Out at the point now. Briggs Houston, right side, Josiah Long. To the right baseline, cut off, hung up midair, ball lost, and he was just trying to save him going out of bounds, but turned it over, turnover four on West Plains. And now the Vikings at the other end. Bad pass is batted away by the Scissors inside, but it'll still be Parkview ball. 2:32 to go in the first half, 19-17. West Plains led 10-6, led by as many as seven. Inbound play, Sanchez in the left corner. Hook pass down low to Johnson. Back out to the point. Open shot for a two is no good. Briggs Houston with the rebound. Off of this by Chris Young. West Plains with the basketball. Josiah dribbles down, gets it out to Grant Mahan. He'll pull up, now kick it out. Briggs has got a three look, but passed it up. Kraft beats his man on the dribble. Right-hand runner. Good. Foul on the play. Basket counts. What a great move. Cutting like a knife down the middle of the lane. Jared Kraft with a little finger roll got fouled in the process. He has 8 points. And that foul will be number two on Tayshawn Finley. That's only the second team foul on the Hornets. One on West Point. 21-17. Josiah Green was out. Now he is back in as they have taken Jameel Johnson out of their lineup. Eli Govan is in there, though, so they don't lose any height. Free throw is no good. Rebound through the hands of Clayton Robinson right through the Vikings, and they come back up the left side. Carlito Sanchez gets the ball over to Govan on the right wing. Left point. Spin move in the paint. Blocked away by Briggs Houston. And West Plains comes away with it. Minute 38 to go in the half. Nearly stolen. Now Ethan Tuma gets it in the front court, and he's fouled from behind by Carlito Sanchez, and that'll be his second. Sanchez doesn't start, but he's important because he's a quick little point guard, and defensively he can really be a pain, and he'll have to go out of the ballgame here with two fouls. Inbound play in the backcourt. Ethan Tuma with it. Chris Young will pick him up. Crossover dribble right on the Hornet at midcourt. Right side, crack. Tuma cutting down the lane. Grant Mahan gets it over to Christian Robbins. Goes across the paint, pulls up, shoots it short, no good. Up the right sideline. Got to stop the basketball. Here's Josiah Green driving in. He got fouled on the shot. And he'll shoot twice. Second team foul of the quarter against West Plains. In the act of shooting, Josiah Green, a junior, 6'3". Shoots the first one, and it's good. One more try, and it is no good. Rebound to Jared Kraft for West Plains. Isaiah Hampton in the lineup now. Oh, ball knocked away at midcourt. Here comes Govan all the way in for a dunk. Timeout, West Plains. We are picking the ball up in just horrible spots and allowing double teams, and we get a warning against the Vikings for touching the ball after it goes through. So, 21-20, West Plains by one, 50 seconds left in the first half. Robbins to Grant Mahan, a low block tipped away by Govan, and it'll be West Plains basketball. Ethan Tuma will throw the ball in. I don't know what we're waiting on. We're ready to go. Inbound play. Christy Robbins wide open, gets the pass on the block. Back out to the point. Grant Mahan inside. Briggs Houston, and he's fouled. Just the fourth team foul. Second foul on 6'8" Eli Govan. And Jameel Johnson will check back in because he has no fouls. Inbound play on the back in the baseline. Pull-up shot by Kraft, no good. Rebound, over-the-back foul on Greg Houston. Going over the back of Jameel Johnson for the rebound. Griggs has his second. Jacob Moore comes in for Griggs. That's good coaching. Get him out with two fouls with 35 seconds to go in the first half. But this is the kind of game that if West Plains can keep it this kind of game, very slow pace, low scoring, they'll have a crack. As long as they take good care of the basketball, we've turned it over five times here in the first half. T.J. Hill over to Josiah Green to the high post, knocked away and stolen. West Plains gets the turnover with 20 seconds to go in the half. Third turnover on Parkview. On the right point, Clayton Robbins. Now, 8 to go in the half. Ethan Tuma going to have to do something. Drives in, kicks it baseline. Grant Mahan with a shot. Good! Right before the buzzer. And the Scissors go in at the half of the three-point lead. Grant Mahan, only shot he's taken in the first half. And West Plains up 23 to 20 at the break. So we will take a timeout. Back in 3 minutes, Springfield with West Plains on top in this Ozark Conference game over the Parkview Vikings, 23-20, back in three on KDY.